start your day to Torah Master, Chof Ches Tishri Tovshin Pei Beis, Rabbi Rafi Cope.
There's a lacha that we can, one's allowed to be mashlim still the oydas ria on zoyle regal still to the week after the yom tov. So I believe for that reason, I think Yashuv tried to go to the koysel at least on yom tov. He didn't manage, and he would try and go teicha regal within a week of the of the yom tov. So I want to go back to a halacha which was negeh last week, but the ma'aseh it's negeh the whole time, at least every Shabbos Yom Tov as well. So at the end of Hilchos Sukkah we have the din, famous halacha. The Ramah tells us, "Asa lahachin b'Yom Tov l'tzeuch le Yom Tov." It's asa to be mechin from Yom Tov l'tzeuch le Yom Tov. For the second night of Yom Tov. Carries on the remark, V'chein asa lahamid, and it's asa to be mamid, to place the shulchanis v'asaf salim v'bayis, the tables and the benches in the house, l'tzoyu chalayla, for Simchas Torah night, to have a achana because it's esa achana. What exactly is the problem to be making b'Yom Tov l'tzoyu chalayla Yom Tov? Why aren't you allowed to prepare from one Yom Tov to the next? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason is because Sofet Cholu, the second day of Yom Tov, is a Sofet Chol. V'nimtza, Yom Tov Meichin L'Chol, comes out that Yom Tov is Meichin for weekday. Where's the Mekoy of this halacha? So the Mekoy, the truth is, the halacha of Achana is really scattered all over the place. I don't claim to be knowledgeable of all the makoyos of it. I'll just share with you the little bit I've done, but Tachana is extremely big sugya. It's, as I say, it's scattered all over Shas and Poskim in a few different places. We'll start off with one of the Ikka makoyos. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Mekaplin es hakelim afila abar b'chamisha pavim. It's talking about there, about the garments that they used to fold, in the olden days they used to fold them up because they wanted to keep the creases, they would get ruined quite easily, so they wanted to fold up the garments neatly in order that they shouldn't get creased. Afila abar b'chamisha pavim, even four or five times. Umatzin es hamitois melei l'shabbos l'shabbos. And similarly, one can spread out the beds, make the beds nice, from Friday night to Shabbos morning. However, not from Shabbos day to Motzei Shabbos. That's the Mishnah in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah carries on talking about Yom Kippur to Shabbos. We'll leave that for the moment. The other makor is the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara tells us, "Abraisa ton rabbanon ka'arois shachal behen arvis." The dishes that you used for Friday night, Madich and Nechel behen Shachris, one's allowed to wash them up in order to use them Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning Shachris, Madich and Nechel behen Mitzrayim. If you use them Shabbos morning, you can wash them up to use them in order to use them for the afternoon. But Tzaraim, Lechel behen B'mincha, the afternoon you can use them, you can wash them up in order to use them later on by Mincha. Ben Amincha ve'elech, shuv einu ediach, Ben Amincha onwards, one's not allowed to wash them up anymore. Says the, so why can't you do it? Rashi tells us, de'ein adachazu el alachol, because when you wash up, once it already gets to Mincha and you're washing up the kelim, you're doing it for weekday. However, the Gemara Kaisan says, avokoistos, vikitonios, utzlochios, different types of cups, jugs, ladle you spoon out with, mediach, those you can wash, v'hoylech, kolayim kuloy, those you're allowed to wash the whole day, the entire day, even later on in Shabbos, if you're in kevelishtir, because there's no fixed time for drinking, and one could be one who wants to drink at any given moment. And therefore, one's allowed to wash those any time of the day. So these two halachas are actually paskened in the Rambam. The Rambam brings them down both together. Rambam, Chav Gimel from Shabbos. Halacha Zayin says the Rambam. V'asa lehediach ka'arois v'alfis in the case of neshu kamesakim. It's also to wash up the dishes. Neshu kamesakim because it's like mesakim. Elim kei nidichen lechol behen suda acheres b'lisha Shabbos. Unless you're washing them up in order to eat a different suda on that Shabbos. Aber klisch dir gön kaisu gatenius what's a dich im khale shenis shein kavelish dir but drinking vessels those you can wash up any time because there's no fixed time. And he brings in the same halacha the more earlier the emet sin submit to Shabbos one's not allowed to spread out the beds on Shabbos can elishna learn Motzei Shabbos in order to sleep on Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Milei Shabbos for Shabbos however one is allowed to set out the beds from Friday night to Shabbos morning. So what exactly is the issue here? So, if we indict the Rambam, interestingly enough, says the Lashon, it's also la dir kares mishu kamesakin. It looks like you mesakin something. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. But the Maisa, as we just saw in Rashi, we saw Rashi because it's because of Echana, and the Raivat here on the spot says, because the rabbi says, "Kol ze ene osel neishu teirech l'chol." The reason this is because it's a teirech l'chol. You're doing a teirech. It's not right on Shabbos to do a teirech. That's not a teirech Shabbos. And then the Magid Mishnah, that goes mainly. They all want to say on the spot here. They say that the pshat is in the Rambam. Also, the Rambam taka means there's issa mitzad teirech. So let's ask the first shayla over here. The question is. Is this Issa of Achana, is it only an Issa for weekday? Or is it Issa for Yom Tov, Yom Tov to Yom Tov, Shabbos to Yom Tov, Shabbos or Yom Tov to weekday? Well, when exactly does this halacha apply? So, the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down on this halacha, a famous halacha, this halacha legabe the gabe setting out the beds, the Mishnah Berurah there in Hilchos Sukkos, right when we started with it says, "Eim etzina mitzvah b'Shabbos l'chol." That's one halacha he brings up from the Chayadam. V'chein osa lechapes the sefer Torah. It's osa to lechapes the sefer Torah mishabbos liyom tov. From Shabbos to Yom Tov, it's also in the Chabbos to Sefer Torah. Because the reason, also he says, to heighten the Hamid of Sefer Torah, Parashah Yikub of Yom Tov, also the Shabbos of Yom Tov. You're not allowed to look at the Sefer Torah from, prepare the Sefer Torah for the next Parashah, from Shabbos to Yom Tov. V'chein Yom Tov v'chaveroi. So Shabbos to Yom Tov, v'chein Yom Tov v'chaveroi. But interestingly enough, he doesn't speak about Yom Tov to Shabbos, that he skips out. So the Shayat Tzion on the spot says, I'm a Shayat Shuvah, do I do Yom Tov l'Shabbos? Yom Tov l'Shabbos is also Asa. V'ayim b'chudu Shubi Kivega. Shubi Kivega has an interesting, very interesting shit over here. Kivega brings down a raya from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah we just spoke about, the Gabi, the washing out the Kalin, the Kivega brings, sorry about folding up Kalin, and setting out the beds. He brings a right from the Mishnah there that since Kedusha Shabbos is more chomer than Kedusha Yom Tov, therefore, if it's just a tircha, if it's just a small, if it's nothing, no big tircha, it's not an ach, it's a little tircha, you're allowed to do that from Yom Tov to Shabbos, one's allowed to do that.
So what you mentioned just now, that from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you're always in the tircha. You're being there for Shabbos, you're cooking.
Oh, so Rabbi Kivega's Kiddush is even without an Erev Tavshilin. That's Rabbi Kivega's Kiddush. He says, even without an Erev Tavshilin, one's allowed to do that. So the question is like this, is that What about Shabbos to Shabbos? So that no one said anything about that. What about if I want to do on Shabbos? Let's take an example. A very very common thing is, let's say you've got a Shabbos talis and you'd like to fold up your talis to keep it under the desk for next week. We'll talk about carrying home, we'll get to that, but you want to fold it up and for next week, so why don't you be making for next Shabbos? So you leave it as it is, and you fold up after Shabbos. But I want to fold it up now. Okay, well, it's not in the creases, but you want to fold it up and on for next Shabbos. Is that called a challah for next Shabbos? So then this is from Dak and Rashi. Rashi told us a very interesting thing. Rashi says, Lashon of Rashi is, Rashi, Daf Kuf Yud Ches there. Dein hadach zu ela lechol. The washing out, when you're washing out the kelim, it's only lechol. Mashma for chol, it's also, but for Shabbos, it's okay to do it. And then it says, Rabbeinu Chananel, early on the Gemara Kuf Yud Gimel, Rabbeinu Chananel says Mefurosh, he says that from Shabbos to Shabbos, you're allowed to. He's matter from Shabbos to Shabbos. According to that, yeah, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you'd be allowed to do that. Yeah. So that's the Rabbeinu Chananel. Now the, and this is besides Rabbeinu Chananel being saying that. Also, you've got the Shat Sion in Hilchos Yom Tov. The Shat Sion Sim Tovkuf Gimel. He declares Le'inyan. He says you want to cook on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Achron. Yom Tov Rishon, in other words, the first days for the last days. The Shat Sion is mistapik about it. It doesn't come out clear, but the Ma'aseh is mistapik. So you see, right, sir. The chayv from one to the other. Then he says the ma'aseh got chalamoid, and the village should be able to do chalamoid. The ma'aseh is mistapik about it. The Ravitz as well, the ma'aseh of the Ravitz that we just mentioned, the Ravitz's lashon is kol zeinar sel neishu terech lechol. He's only terech lechol. Mashma as well that the chayv is only done in chol. The ma'aseh, the consensus of the poskim seems to be that it's also, it's not clear exactly. I mean, there are riots, but there's quite a few riots that certainly smash was only for chol. First of all, there's a Shulchan Aruch and some Shilam Dalet, Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, he's talking about saving food from there's a fire on Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch tells us there that if you want to save the food that's stuck from the fire, says the Shulchan Aruch and some Shilam Dalet, Sif Dalet. You're allowed to be matzil. You're only allowed to be matzil modern shorish sudas. You're only allowed to save food for that Shabbos. What about next Shabbos? I might need more food for next Shabbos. So the chayor is a raya from there. That the tailor dog wants to bring a raya from there. You see from there that you're not allowed to do for next Shabbos. However, they want to be doich and they want to say no. The reason over there is only because the Rav Yossi Chaim says the only reason over there is because we're worried you're going to put out the fire. So we'll take as minimum as possible for this Shabbos. So we'll worry about next Shabbos. But the while, we don't want you to put out the fire. But it's not a raya, especially that for next Shabbos and after Achana. The Ikur raya, the Maaseh, that brings it to Seftas, and unfortunately the Seftas in Shabbos says, Medichin kelim Shabbos la'oisa Shabbos. You can wash kelim from Shabbos la'oisa Shabbos. Aval lo'im Shabbos with Shabbos acher, says Klar, but not from this Shabbos to the next Shabbos. Hagam, you can even be doich of that raya as well, Efsha, because there's those who aren't going with that part in the Tosefta, not from Shabbos to the next Shabbos. Akoponim, there is also the Das Torah says that one's not allowed to do from Shabbos to Shabbos, and then it says the Rambam himself, if you medayik, the words we said in the Rambam says, Elem kein edichon lechol behem suda cheres ba'is Shabbos. You're allowed to wash out ba'is Shabbos for that Shabbos. Also, it's mashma, not for next Shabbos.
Folding your talis
for next Shabbos. So we'll see what there's. You don't even have to come onto that lechay of folding your talis. But accordingly, if it's for next Shabbos, according to what we're saying, lechay, the consensus of the poskim is that you shouldn't. You shouldn't, I'll be paying for the Shabbos, next Shabbos, that you shouldn't. The question is this: how far really this din really goes? How far does the din go of Tircha? What exactly is the Tircha that's also? So, the Mishnah Berurah says in Tov Kuf Gimel, I quoted before. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu dava she'ine melacha rak tircha ba'alma Kegoyin, his expression is Hadochas Karois Vavos Yain Yom Tov L'Chaver, the famous din of bringing wine from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. You want to move it from one place to another place. That we see over there, even things like just washing up, which doesn't look like such a big tircha, even that you're not allowed to do. And the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, is saying to this halacha about this Mishnah Berurah that speaks about also being rolling the Sefer Torah, which as well doesn't seem such a big thing, but the Maisa is saying it's also to roll the Sefer Torah. The question is Hagam to what would Sefer Torah, those things would be also. So what would be a very, very small thing? What would be if, for example, if you wanted to, I had this shayla a long time ago, and also you're learning something kavua every single day, and you have like a little sticky note in, and you want to move it from one place to another. Do we go so far to say that's a chana as well? Because you need, if Friday night you're going to learn something, and then for the next day you want to put the sticky note on the next page. Is that going to be called a chod or not?
Can you think
of
the
plan? That's if you do that's a different halacha. Yeah. So. Yeah, but if the derech klal, that's what you're doing. If the derech klal, you just learn it once a day, and then you know the chayyah. It's quite clear you're doing it for the next day. So. So the Emma says, what about, let's see even another thing. That lechoy is more posher, because that's called mamasha maisa kal. That's mamasha, very snipe maisa. I actually asked the shayla to Dan Dunner many years ago. Dan Dunner said to me, it's a maisa kal. He says, there's no problem doing it. And lechoy, even more than that, is that it's not doing a thing. It's just a normal thing you do. You do it from one day to the next. That's just the way you do it. You find that, the Gabi. Let's talk about the Gaber Talis. Taka the Gaber Talis. People want to take home a Talis after davening Shabbos morning. If anywhere where there's Eruv, anywhere anyone uses Eruv. So you want to take back your Talis on Shabbos, you want to carry it. And for that matter, you want to stand fold it up. Will there be a Heter? A Chayah, it's a different get. Not Mitzad Hachonah for next Shabbos. Mitzad, that's the normal thing I do. That's the regular thing. The regular thing I do is I'm not doing it to be making for next Shabbos. The only thing is that after I use something, I fold it up. And the same thing would apply, a simile would be, for example, after the Suda, after Shabbos Shudas. You want to put things back in the fridge. Can you put things back in the fridge after Shabbos Shudas? Yeah, like you've got things like the table, you've got whatever you have on the table, drinks, fish, whatever it is, and you want to put it back in the fridge. It's able to go mamash a few minutes before Shabbos, wait a few minutes. But if taco, normal thing is after you finish the Suda, you just put everything back in the fridge. So the Chayor, that Heter will be, the person wants to use that. No. So there's also about in preserving. The question is if it's something that's not specially preserving, you can leave it out for an hour. Something's going to happen if you leave out the fish for an hour. Right? That's different now, not a Heter. That's not Heter. So so let's start with the first thing. The first thing is a stamp, let's say folding up your talis or anything along those lines.
Taking home
the talis.
So the way home as well.
Right. So Nosson Kopchitz told me this was his lashon. He said, I asked him actually about putting things back in the fridge. He said to me, anything that's a maisa tivi, it's the regular thing, and that it's the normal thing to do, there's no problem with doing it. And that would apply accordingly. The shayla as well. I asked to Chaim Kanievsky, the Gabe after Shabbos Mincha, you want to put back the siddur on the shelf. So what are you putting it back for? The Chayv from Mazar Shabbos. Yeah? Oh. See, his lashon was, Yesh Matirin Shazer Mekoymoy. That's its place, or Machsirin Mekoymoy. You're just putting it back in its place. So, according to that, so basically anything that's the regular thing to do, one would be allowed to put it back in its place. The question is, what about Motzei Shabbos? This attack I haven't found yet. What about just before Motzei Shabbos, 2 minutes before Maariv, you want to take the Siddur off the shelf for Motzei Shabbos? Why are you allowed to do that? Like, why isn't that a chana? You're taking out the Siddur for Motzei Shabbos. It's ready Shabbos, once you say Baruch, it's ready Motzei Shabbos. Chela should be a chola. What? It was Baruch, then you do it. But before Baruch, you walk in 5 minutes before Maariv, you want to learn something, the Chela.
Because there's such a thing as having a piece of mind on Shabbos.
But that's from Matzah Shabbos.
I'm in Shabbos now, and I'm okay, but that's when. But when I arrive in Shul on Shabbos 5 minutes before Matzah Shabbos, I want that Siddur in front of me.
Now, so if you use it, it's fine, but you're not using it for Matzah Shabbos.
I want the Siddur now. So I feel happy that I'm ready now.
So you could, it's a fact, if you're going to use it. Yeah, but not everything that you could do. Say you could do a lot of things. You could as well wash up all your kedem and decide that you want to eat half an hour before nap. But the ma'aser, we say, because it's not the normal thing to do, so ma'aser not to do it. So, I don't know. I'm not sure. Could be. Who said that's about ma'aser kal? Said maybe a sticking or something. Is that called a ma'aser kal? Maybe. I'm just saying out my thoughts.
It's more of a ma'aser kal than folding your talisman.
I'll call upon him. No, but that I'm saying ahead.
It's the norm.
Because it's the norm.
It's the norm. That's the norm.
So you can say something else.
Could be already that's a ma'isakal. Could be that's together ma'isakal. Maybe. Could it's a ma'isakal. Yeah. The question is
Shul for my love.
Sorry?
Walking to Maariv is not a
challah? No. Walking back for Shul. If I'm before it says before Shul, not about Alicha. You're even allowed to go out of town. If you plan to go out of town after Shabbos, you're allowed to stand by the Eruv. You're allowed to stand out of town. As long as you don't say this, for most Shabbos, you're allowed to do. The question is, we've spoken about actually doing ma'isim. What about speaking? Speaking something about Shabbos. Speaking, is it shaykh speaking being a hachana? So, a very interesting thing. Pashtus, if we said that ishachana, what's this hachana? We said this hachana is tircha. What tircha is it? Speaking, what should it be a problem? It's posh, it should be mutter. If you want to speak about something, it's posh. You should be allowed to speak about anything. And the man says, unfortunately, Shulchan Aruch, in 17 Zayin, Siv Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says, mutter leim l'chaveira nira beinecha. You're allowed to say to your friend, is it possible you could come and meet me in the evening, even though he wants to really hire him in the evening, you're allowed to actually say to him before, come, let's meet in the evening. Clear that you're allowed to speak. Look upon him, the Mitzad Sheni, you find there's another halacha in Siman Tov Tezayin, which brings B'Shem Mechai Adam. If a person makes a Ruv Techumin from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni, Ali Day Iruv Raglav, he goes on his feet, it's also to say, Bepeh, that he's been Koyla Shvisa because of Issa Achon. He's only allowed to do it in his name. So the Chari Yassim Mitzad Sheni, it's also to do it. The Chari, what should be the Nafka Bina? Is it what is it also? So I saw the Ruch HaShabbos and felt the Ruch HaVracha in Max Elio. He has there about 11 different shuvas about Tachana. Among them, he brings there, he says, Nafkamini, between the dibbo is, it depends what the dibbo is doing. If it's just a dibbo about Alma, it's okay. But if it's being poiled something, it's making something, it's going to make it evil for something, that's already got a chashivas of something. That's already begeta tilcha. The question is, okay, based on that, let's go to a different halacha. And that is, they bring in Ma'ir HaShabbos, Rabbi Adler brings from a letter. Shaila he asked Reb Shem Zalman. His Shaila to Reb Shem Zalman was a very interesting Shaila. Says the first day of Pesach, we say Basha Baruch Amei LeGeshem. Sorry, we say the first day of Pesach, we say the same bracha. We done for we Tefillas Tal on the first day of Pesach. So Shaila is the Shulchan Aruch that brings that eight, so that if you don't forget, you want the Chazaka, in case you forget it. So you say it 90 times. Chazam say this 101 times. Upon him, so he asked Shem Zalman, is it true that it says that it's mutzah to prepare to do it on Pesach? For Matzi Pesach, it's Achana. That was his, because he heard that Achana B'Dib was okay. Says Shem Zalman, yeah, Gami's seen some Tofta Zayin. It's Taka Mutzah, it's Taka Asa, to be Ma'arav. Upon him, here the reason why it's mutzah is because you've already started, because you already were Machwiz today, you called out to say the same bracha. It's like I'm saying it for the night, but to prepare it, it's already like just a hemshach of what you're already doing today. It's a continuation of it. Therefore, it's not called a chana for Matzah Yantav. So what I don't understand is that's what Shem Zalman's for. I don't understand what Shem Zalman's saying. I got me saying Simon Tov Tezayin, but we just said in Simon Tov Tezayin, the Chayyah, they're talking about Imam Mishpim the second son, you're doing a puller. Here, what are you doing? You're doing a a dibur ba'am or l'chayu, what are you doing? I'm not sure where Hashem's arm is coming from to for emphasis. L'chayu, it's dibur ba'am. Dibur ba'am l'chayu shouldn't be a problem of hachana. Al kolponim, there is a he brings the Rabbi Adler, brings an interesting thing. So they do want that sort of Shabbos. He wants to bring that maybe it's doima to learning for something on Shabbos. Let's doima to learning for what's on Shabbos. It isn't to a pasha daiva. If it's learning for sure, you're allowed to because it's a tzorich. It's tzorich learning now, even though you're preparing something for Shabbos. Al kolponim. Another nafkamina would be in a gay lemaisa is if by mistake by mincha on Pesach you daven a wheat dish with an Esra, you would at least know to say the same bracha, not the same talamata. Yeah, that would be the nafkamina. He was also matter even for the gabbat to put up the notice of the same bracha, even he's matter to do that. I'll call upon him. I have another shayla to speak about. Is they ask him about if one allowed to tovel on Shabbos? We want to go to mikvah on Shabbos. Shabbos is Erev Yontov. Sunday is Yontov. If you want to tovel, are you allowed to go to mikvah? So Reb Shlomo Zalman Taka says it's mutter. Reb Meir Brandstaffer says it's taka also. It's also mitzvah lechana to go to mikvah on Shabbos the tzayuch Yontov. I'll call upon him. We'll just go through a few little points. Coming back to the beds. So we said about spreading the breads, yes, it's gonna be asa. So the question is there any heter in that? So that's the question. So we find that the Mishnah Berurah
is you're talking about all these things from just with a yid or the goy as well?
So a goy is a separate shayla. It could be they clear about doing a goy doing a chana for Motzei Shabbos, they speak about the inyan. It's not straightforward. So the Mishnah Berurah brings in Simon Shia base, Matsina, Semitis, Milay Shabbos, and Shabbos, Lechatchila, Toiv Yisrael, Shia Tzimi, Erev Shabbos, better to do it from Erev Shabbos, Ein Matsimi Shabbos, Mot Shabbos, was not allowed to make the beds from Shabbos to Mot Shabbos. So, Mikol Nokim, Ima Mitzay, Medes for Beisay, if the Mitzay is standing in the house, Vudovim, Guna, or Bezoyan, the Shabbos is a Bezoyan for Shabbos, Shiamikach, it should stand like that, Mutala, Tzir, it's Mutta to make the beds. The Mikri Tzir Shabbos called the Tzir Shabbos. Based on that, the Chayre is a big heter for many of the things that we do, and that would include as well, for example, one wants to. So, Sam wants to set the bed. If it's Sam because you want to Motzei Shabbos, possibly saying it's also. But if you're doing it because you want a neat bedroom, or you've got guests coming, anything like that, you're allowed to do it. Similarly, according to that, will be a heter as well. You've got toys all over the house, and you want a clean house, not because you want to tidy for Motzei Shabbos, the same thing will be Mutter to clean up the toys. Avada, you've got to be careful about Boira. Yeah, Ramosha speaks about that. Ramosha says that one's got to be careful that you just collect the toys and put them all away. But if you're not careful, you're going to behave this and Boira. Let's add another point. The shayla is about, is one allowed to put plates, dishes, spoons and everything inside the dishwasher on Shabbos? Is it a chana for Motzei Shabbos? Because you're going to wash on Motzei Shabbos. And similarly, is one allowed to put the clothes in the washing machine? Also for Motzei Shabbos. So, Rav Falk has a very nice shuvah, Max Elio, he's mechalik, and he says, to put in a dishwasher is mutter, to put in a washing machine is also. Reason being, because the Bialach said, brings between the Rashba, that something that's a kiddush menachti le'issa, but it's got a constant usage for heter, it is considered a kiddush menachti le'heter, and therefore a dishwasher, which the normal thing is, that people, you store dirty dishes in there until it's full up, to you want it before you wash it, and as well you leave them there when they're clean, therefore it's a kiddush menachti le'heter, and it's the normal thing as well, you just put the dishes straight in there, as opposed to put them in the sink first, therefore there's no problem to do it. However, putting the washing in the washing machine, he wants to say that l'chayr is a kiddush menachti le'heter, kiddush menachti le'heter is only mutter le'tzorich, but he says l'chayr, hey, why is it a tzorich? It's a what? Oh, it says, but normally you put it in a washing basket. So, also speaks about it, says if it's the normal thing to put in there, fine, that's your storage place. But normally you put it in a washing basket. So it could be, it's even a shayla of a chalal, you'd be making for the next day because you're putting it in the washing machine to avoid putting in the washing basket and then to the washing machine. So that wants to say, it's going to be also. He does switch the power off. The question is if the light goes, you have to be careful that suddenly the light goes and when you open it, and I have to be careful, that's partial. That's mitzad. No, he doesn't switch it off. It's not going to, unless it goes on by itself, but Pashto says. I don't know if that's kashash. We'll just finish one other thing. One more thing is, Ramosh has a tshuva legabi, getting famous tshuva about getting children in pajamas on Shabbos just before Nacht. He says if they tack go and sleep after Nacht, and you just get them in because it's convenient to put them in pajamas before Nacht. He says, whereas if it's a normal thing that half an hour before bedtime they get in pajamas, but then you put them to bed, then they play, and then you put them to bed, so it's fine. But if that's a normal thing, but if you're doing it just to avoid yourself, to save yourself time for Motzei Shabbos, then it's Takabinism because of Achon.